USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The FBI says there's a chance the man who shot and killed five of his neighbors in a town north of Houston may have run to Mexico. The feds say they're working with law enforcement agencies across the country and across the border. Francisco Oropesa had been living in the country illegally and has a history of being deported and sneaking back over the border. U.S. troops are being sent to the southern border ahead of next week's expiration of the COVID-era immigration restriction, Title 42, Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder.
These 1,500 military personnel who will be sourced from the active duty component will fill critical capability gaps, such as ground-based detection and monitoring, data entry, and warehouse support until CPB can address these needs through contracted support.
The troops will handle desk jobs to free up Border Patrol agents to work in the field. The U.S. is anticipating a massive influx of illegal immigrants when Title 42 expires. President Biden will be meeting with House and Senate leaders next week to discuss the debt limit. The U.S. could default as soon as June 1st if the debt ceiling isn't raised.
It is Congress's constitutional obligation to act, not hold the full faith and credit of the United States hostage unless we allow them to make cuts to programs hardworking Americans rely upon.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president wants a clean bill to raise the debt limit, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said there must be spending cuts. Former President Trump says he may skip at least one of the first few Republican presidential primary debates. He's either skipping the first debate in August in Milwaukee or the second in California. Last week he bragged he was considering skipping the debates because of his lead in the polls. And Bud Light is watching its sales continue to fall after partnering with transgender social media star Dylan Mulvaney. The latest figures show a 21% drop in sales last week. This is USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Late-night talk shows are the first to be impacted by the Writers Guild strike that began last night. Hosts Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon both say they stand with the writers.
I support my writers, but we have a lot of staff and crew that will be affected by this, you know, but, you know, they got to get a fair deal.
I also feel very strongly that what the writers are asking for is not unreasonable.
All four late-night shows will begin airing reruns tonight. Saturday Night Live has also canceled its live show for this Saturday. The last writers' strike lasted 100 days in 2007. Loneliness, it's a public health crisis, according to Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy.
Loneliness has serious effects on our mental health and our physical health, raising our risk for depression, anxiety, and suicide, but also increasing our risk of heart disease, stroke, dementia, and premature death.
Murthy found about half of the adults are experiencing loneliness every day, and that was true even before the pandemic. He says too many people are replacing in-person connections with low-quality online connections. Former Las Vegas Raider Henry Ruggs III has reached a plea deal with prosecutors in a fatal DUI crash. Under the terms of the deal, Ruggs will plead guilty to charges connected to that deadly crash and serve between 3 and 10 years in prison. An accident scene in Florida was abuzz this morning because one of the vehicles involved was carrying 1 million bees. The accident caused thousands of bees to escape and swarm the scene on Highway 301 in Duval County. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.